Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has blessed us to see, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. How God's name is great, and how God's name, he is so greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all these other things will be added, shall be added. Amen. To us. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we want to extend a hearty welcome to all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 amen, to the Fellowship Altar of Empowerment, amen, with Jesus Christ is the Lord, amen, hallelujah. This is a place, amen, where you can have a seat at the table, amen, and receive, amen, a spiritual breath for champions. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and no distance in the spirit, amen, come on in, come on in, come on in, and keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we'll be celebrating 12 years. Amen. In the next 2 months, if the Lord willing, and if the Lord tarry. Amen. All of our services are found, amen, in our archives. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can also follow us, amen, on social media, all the social media platforms. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And we love him. We thank him. We bless him. And we do praise him. Amen. For absolutely, absolutely, amen, absolutely everything. All right. All right. All right. All right. Amen. We, amen, took a look in at prophet, amen, one of the greatest prophets, amen, in the Bible, Elijah, amen, and we saw yesterday, amen, his power with God. Amen. Because he was able to exemplify that power with God because of his personal relationship. Amen. And so we want to dig a little bit deeper today. Amen. Glory be to God. So hopefully, amen, you are encouraged. Amen. And we are examining, amen, our power with God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know all the power belongs to God. But God, amen, wants that power to work in us and through us. Amen. And now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power, the power, the power. The Holy Ghost power. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. So Father, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, Father God. And thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And so beloved, amen. We saw here, amen, when we look in the life of Elijah, we see the amazing miracles, amen, that God accomplished, amen, through him. Amen. But beloved, we would do well to focus on Elijah's relationship with God. Everything that happened in Elijah's life began as a result of his response to the same miracle that is now available, amen, to us, to you and to me. The ability to know God personally. Our salvation is not religion, amen, but our salvation is based and should be based on relationship, amen, our relationship, amen, with God the Father, amen, through the atoning grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. For example, beloved, after God did an overwhelming miracle through Elijah and defeating the prophets of Baal, amen, the 850 prophets where Elijah, amen, was able to call down the fire of God, amen. And so, and we don't know how far we're going to go and how many days the God is going to give us to elaborate on Elijah, amen. But beloved, when you continue to read this story, you see that Queen Jezebel, and we all know about Jezebel. We think about Jezebel. We think about red lipstick and red fingernails, amen. But amen, it's not even have nothing to do with red lipsticks or red fingernails, beloved. Amen. Holly, there's a controlling spirit, amen, with Jezebel. When we talk about Jezebel, it's not, amen, in the way you dress and the makeup you wear, amen. It's in that spirit of control. Is what we're talking about. Amen. But Queen Jezebel retaliated, amen, after the 850 prophets, amen, were murdered, amen, and she threatened to kill, amen, Elijah. And she was serious. If she had got her hands on him, amen, she was going to kill him. Or she was going to have her men do the dirty work, amen, but it didn't happen. Somebody say it didn't happen, amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, amen, shall be condemned. But we find out, beloved, that Elijah did run. And I think we want to talk about that, not today, but we might spend one more day, amen, on Elijah, as the Lord leads, to find out why did Elijah run. Now, we have some theories, amen, on why Elijah did run. And beloved, there is a time to run. Now, just let me say this right now, amen, for some of you Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, amen, spiritually arrogant folks, amen. Let me tell you something. It's a time to run. Now, if you don't think it's the time to run, or you might die right where you're sitting. Beloved, now, let me show you in the scriptures, amen, the way it's a time to run. Hold on 1 second. Let me find the scripture right. Give me 1 second. I want to find the scripture. Mm-hmm. Because you know I don't say nothing unless I got a scripture to back it up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the book of Matthew's chapter number 2 and verse number 13, look what it says, Matthew 2:13. It says, now when they had departed, behold, okay, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Now Joseph was Jesus' father, Mary's husband, saying, arise. take the young child, talking about Jesus, take the young child and his mother, Mary. Now, look, check it out, saints. Open your ears. Flee to Egypt. Run. Somebody, what? Huh? Wait a minute. Let's read the whole thing. Flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Saints, the angel had Joseph and Mary run with baby Jesus. And you gonna tell me it ain't a time that you need to be dashing up out of here? Where God is trying to take you into a safe place, a safe haven, where God is trying to pull you into Psalms 91? You gonna tell me it's a time, some days you need to be sitting your behind right home and don't even leave out that door. Cancel that Uber trip. You ain't going nowhere. Oh yeah. So yes, there is a time to run, because some of us are so spiritual. Well, ain't nothing going to happen to me because Jesus got me. Yeah, Jesus got you if you do what he tell you to do. If you do what he tell you to do, he got you. So we see here, beloved, in the scripture, we're even, amen, and this is the point, and I think one of our sisters already, amen, spoke about it in Black, when we celebrated Black History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. But this is a thought I want to leave with you. Now, we know Egypt was predominantly Black, dark-skinned folks. So my question to you today is, how could Joseph, Mary, and Jesus run into Egypt with dark-skinned folks and not be seen, unless they were dark-skinned too? That's all I want to say on that right now. We're going to come back and we're going to visit that, amen, at another time, amen. And to God be the praise. The good news is God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit, amen, and in truth. So we see here where Elijah did run, okay? Beloved, Elijah felt afraid. He was a little depressed. And abandoned. This is what the feelings he was going through, okay? Don't beat him up too bad, huh? Some of your emotions running wild yourself. Some of your emotions running wild yourself. Don't throw him up under the bus. Despite God's provision of food and shelter in the wilderness, Elijah wanted to die. So God presented Elijah with an audiovisual display and a message that he needed to hear. Elijah, beloved, and tomorrow or Thursday, I mean, we might wrap it up right here. Amen. But Elijah, he witnessed a windstorm. Okay, if you're not familiar with that portion of scripture, we're going to show you that. Amen. Not today. Amen. You can look, feel free to look it up for yourself. He witnessed a windstorm, he witnessed an earthquake, and he witnessed a fire. But he was a fiery prophet. But the Lord was not in, the Lord was not in the windstorm, the Lord was not in the earthquake, and the Lord was not in the fire. See? Now, these were all powerful, powerful, amen, witnesses, powerful, amen, manifestations. These were all powerful displays, but God was not in any of them. Instead, beloved, God displayed his presence in a gentle whisper. Now, my point today, where I'm going with this, sometimes, beloved, amen, you people are whispering and you got to, what did you say? Can you say that again? I can't hardly hear you. You're talking too soft. You're whispering too soft. Or sometimes when we want to say something and keep it on the down low, we call ourselves whispering like nobody can hear us. But you got to be intentional when somebody is whispering because they're talking soft. Now, beloved, my question to you this morning is, how was Elijah able to hear God in a whisper? How was he able to hear him? How was he able to hear with his inner ear? Amen. When the Bible says, let him who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is not talking about those ears on the side of your face. God is talking about your inner ear. God is talking about the ears of your spiritual man. See, beloved, if you was to die today, or let me put it this way, when you die and your spirit departs out of your body, out of your flesh, if you was to look in the mirror, your spiritual man will have two eyes, two ears, a nose, and a mouth. Your spiritual man would look like your natural man. Why? Because you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in the body. See, this is why sometimes people die, they don't know which one was the real them. Brother Paul said to me, I don't know if I was in the body or out the body. And Paul said, I don't know if I was living or dead because it looked like me every place I went. See, so he's talking about the spiritual ears. I come to tell you this morning that Elijah was able to hear God in a whisper because of Elijah's prayer life. I come to tell you that Elijah's spirit was alert. Amen. His antennas. Y'all remember before all the fire sticks and cable TV and all this other fancy stuff people got going to watch TV? Y'all remember the rabbit ears? Now, some of you may still have rabbit ears, okay? Y'all remember the rabbit ears? And you put those antennas up, way up, turn it to the left or right, adjust those antennas, and you can get just about any channel you want to get, huh? Remember that? Well, beloved, I come to tell you that Elijah's antennas was up. His spiritual antennas, the spiritual antennas, this is why prayer is important in a believer's life. This is why fasting is super duper important in a believer's life, because some kind only come by prayer and fasting. And this is why when the Lord whispered, he could know it was God. See, because otherwise you ain't heard nothing. They breaking in your house through the back door and you ain't heard a thing because you're not sensitive. You're not sensitive to the sound. You're not sensitive. That's why the devil can creep up on you, amen, and he's stumping, and you don't even hear the rascal, amen, till he up in your face. Why? Because you're not sensitive to sound. I've come to tell you that his sensitivity was fortified on his prayer life. Oh, my God. Last Monday when they invited me, glory be to God, to come and share, amen, at the midnight comfort hour, amen, our sister Lisa, amen, glory be to God, and God gave me a word, amen, to the intercessors, amen, and to the prayer warriors, amen, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Let me tell you, hallelujah, something about, amen, prayer. We see that Elijah was a mighty intercessor. He just wasn't no intercessor. He wasn't no average intercessor. He was a mighty intercessor. And he prayed with faith, and the man prayed with intensity. And so this is why, okay, write these three scriptures down. 1 Kings, amen, chapter number 17, verse number 20. 1 Kings 17:20 says this. I'm reading out the NIV. Then he cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, have you brought tragedy even on this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die? Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried out to the Lord, Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him. Verse 22, and the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Now, beloved, that's what you call intercessory prayer. But that ain't no okie doke prayer. That ain't somebody just praying when they get in trouble. That ain't just somebody praying because they trying to show off. Amen. Glory be to God because they hope that this is their hour. No, baby. This is somebody that's living what they talking about. See, he had that power with God because he had that relationship with God because he had a constant prayer life, not a prayer life of convenience. Not a prayer life I get around to, and not a now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep type of prayer. This guy here had a relationship, and that relationship can only be formed and developed and sustained through constant, sincere prayer. This is why he said we ought to always pray. Opportunity to pray. See? And his faith was built up, and he believed that whatever he asked God, God was going to do it. And we see situations around us dead, dying, but we afraid to pray. But God ain't going to do it because it's too late. I wish I had prayed before it happened. It ain't over till God says it's over. Doggone it, Lazarus was dead 4 days already. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Beloved, hallelujah. Prayer. This is what we see in Elijah's life. Why was Elijah so great? He ain't no greater than what you and me are and what we can be if we would just exercise and work the word of God. Take the word at face value. Wait a minute. I ain't finished. I got another scripture to share with you. 1 Kings chapter 18, look at verse 36, and it reads like this. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed. Somebody underline that word prayed in your Bible. Don't be afraid to mark up your Bible. It didn't say he stepped forth and started gossiping. He stepped forth and prayed, all right? What did he pray? Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Verse 37, answer me, Lord, answer me. That sounds like a demand. That sounds like a plea. Huh? Look at a direct request. Remember the prayer of Jabez? I mean, no playing around, no beating the circle, glory be to God, walking all around the prayer request, playing games with God. He just came straight up. You can do that in relationship. When you got a relationship with somebody, you ain't got to play no games and take 10 hours to say what you're trying to say. You just call them and say, hey, yo, hey, this the deal. Why? Because you can't do that with everybody, but you can talk to people like that you have a relationship with. Sometimes you call them, you ain't got time to say hello. You just get right into it. Well, let me tell you, this is it. Let me tell you what happened. You hit it. You hit it hard. You hit it straight. Huh? Because God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So wait a minute. Let's go back. So Elijah says here in verse 37, he says, answer me, Lord, answer me. So these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Verse 39, then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, burned up the wood, burned up the stones, burned up the soil, and also lit up the water in the trench. The fire of God burned up every doggone thing. Beloved, got to do the same thing for you. God, I'm asking you, God, this is what I want. God, this is what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you, Father, Are you going to be blessed by God? And sure, you're going to be blessed by God. Answer, but that ain't the reason you, the number one reason you want God to do it. You want God to do it so the Lord can be glorified. God, I want to prove to my family that you God. God, I want to prove to my enemies that you God. I want to prove, Father God, to my coworkers. I want to prove to my peers that you are God. And God, I'm in you to do this for me. Prayer life. Relationship. You can't walk up to no stranger and ask them to bless you. You know, I just need something. Excuse me, what's your name? They've been done called 911 on your behind. You're walking up to some stranger. No, you can't do that. But with relationship. See? You can sit down with family and friends and talk to them and let them know this is the situation. See, but what a friend we have in Jesus. And not only friend, what about the relationship? We are, amen, Jesus' brothers and sisters. Jesus is our elder brother and sister, by the way, in case y'all forgot that part. We know we call him Lord, we call him Savior, we call him God. But I come to tell you that Jesus is your brother and your sister. If you are a man, Jesus is your brother. If you are female, amen, hallelujah, Jesus is your brother and you his sister. Ah, God, I wish I had time. Relationship. How did Elijah have this connection? Because he had a prayer life. Now, I want to share one more verse with you, and we're going to wrap it up on this verse right here. James. Yeah, that's right. Y'all knew where I was going. You knew exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank God for your spiritual self. James 5:17. Here it go. Elijah was a human being just as we are. All right, wait, let's stop right here. Let's stop right here in the middle of the sentence. Okay? Elijah had to eat like you eat. Elijah went to the bathroom. He had to flush the toilet. He had to get in that shower with a little soap. Huh? Elijah wasn't no superhuman being. It wasn't nothing miraculous about Elijah. His mama and his daddy came together, all right? And there, amen, love relationship, all right? Mama conceived, and come on now, 9 months later, amen, she pushed out Elijah, huh? They had to cut the umbilical cord, wash the baby. It wasn't, had to teach him how to walk, teach him how, it wasn't nothing special about Elijah. It wasn't no immaculate conception, none of that. If he was a man just like you and me. All right? So that's the first thing. The scripture wants to remind us that it ain't nothing special here. It ain't nothing special going on. There's no special anointing. There's no special power. He was a man just like you and me. All right? You got that? James 5:17. Now, finish the rest of the sentence. Elijah prayed. Somebody underline the word prayer. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about prayer. Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain and not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Beloved, that's intercessory prayer. That's what you call a prayer warrior. Oh, huh? When you pray and tell the Lord to hold it up. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. You ask God to hold it up. Cancel the plans of your enemies. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold up the reign of terror. Hold it up. Hold up all this drama up in here. Hold it up. Doggone it. Hold up, Father God. Hold up this poverty. Hold up sickness. Hold up premature death. Hold it up.
Brother, let me tell you something. When a man or a woman, a child of God, prays earnestly, I'm talking about, hallelujah. See, that word earnestly, not only was Elijah able to call down fire, Elijah prayed with fire. He prayed intensely. The boy was a terror to be reckoned with. Because violence only respects violence. You have to come against Satan's kingdom with a spirit of violence. That's why he said the violent take it by force. Baby, let me tell you something. When you roll up your sleeves and stop playing church, when you roll up your sleeves and stop playing hanky-panky, when you roll up your sleeves and shut your door and go down in prayer, I come to tell you right now that hell cannot stop you. I come to tell you right now that the devil cannot stop you. I come to tell you that darkness cannot stop you. Sickness cannot stop you. Death cannot stop you. Poverty cannot stop you. It is no force on earth or under the earth that can stop a man or woman of God, amen, who prays, hallelujah, until something happens. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that when you pray, heaven will answer. Oh, glory be to God. When you stick to it, refuse to move, refuse to give up, quit, go in, glory be to God, and pray like your life depending on it. I'm telling you that whatever you pray for, God says he will give it to you. He said if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it shall be given to you. He said, you have not because you ask not. You sitting around wishing what you hope God going to do for you one day. Come on now. You pray. And you pray you got some luck. Well, come on. When's the last time you prayed about it? Cut the wishing. Cut the luck. Cut all that foolishness. And let's get to the nitty and the gritty and pray. And pray, and pray, because heaven will answer. So the question today is, what does your prayer life look like? And you don't have to answer to me, because God already knows how much work you're putting in it. How much intensity are you putting in it? Daniel prayed 3 times a day with the windows up. Not because he was showing off, but he was not ashamed. Maybe it was hot in his apartment. We don't know. But all we know that he was not ashamed. Oh, he went through a little something, 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 but he got more than what he bargained for. He had no idea God was going to come through like that. Let me tell you something, beloved. When you pray, God's going to come through in a way that you never, ever expected God to come through. Exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or pray. See, God just don't give you what you ask for. He give you more than what you ask for. Why? Because he rewards your faith. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek it. Do you have enough faith to pray about it? Well, let me tell you something. The devil gonna make sure you're sleepy when it's time to pray. The devil gonna make sure he give you a little headache, a little stomach ache, you make your voice raspy when it's time to pray. Oh, he's going to make sure your favorite TV show is on when it's time to pray. He's going to make sure the children cutting up, people knocking on the door, people calling you. Oh, he's going to make sure every distraction that the devil can give you, he's going to give it to you when it's time to pray. So you can put it off to tomorrow. So you can put it off to the next day and keep pushing it back and never get around to it. Then out of guilt, you might just throw it up in God's face on a quick drive-by. Amen. But you ain't serious. You ain't serious. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When you do get serious, the devil gets scared. When you get serious, the devil gets scared. Hell couldn't stop Elijah. Jezebel couldn't stop Elijah. Ahab couldn't stop Elijah. And let me take it one step deeper. Elijah couldn't stop Elijah. And that's the power of prayer. I want to encourage you today. Come on and beef it up. Come on and beef it up. Beloved, amen. Let me tell you something. Who you are in public, amen, is just, amen, you're showing the people who you are in private. Some people want to have a public prayer life, but they don't have a private prayer life. It never worked. It'll never work. See? When God promotes a person, amen, he's just revealing to the world who that person is in private. Come on, come on, come on. Get your personal life together. Develop that relationship. Go in a little bit deeper. Can you go in a little bit deeper? Oh, we know you're praying, but can you go in a little bit deeper? Glory be to God. Pressing in beyond the gates. See, we enter into God's gates with praise and thanksgiving. Now, anybody can praise God. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You can really teach your dog how to praise God. All right. So we all can praise God. We all should have an attitude of gratitude. But see, most of God's people are still at the gates. God wants us to press into the veil. He wants us to press into worship. See, to get glory be to God, you got to go all the way in to the temple, all the way in. Enter into my gates with thanksgiving, to my courts with praise. See, that's how we enter in, but God wants us to press in into the inner courts. Ah, that takes effort. And you know what the effort is? Just your desire to make it happen. But let me tell you something. I'm finished for today. When you really get into prayer with God, now I'm talking about your secret, your time with God. I'm not talking about, you know, you proudly in front, you know, serving as a prayer warrior, you know, up on the podium, here. But I ain't talking about that. All right? Because you got to be careful with that, because if you ain't careful, a lot of that could be flesh. Next thing you know, you showing off. You got to be careful with that. All right, but for us, glory be to God, hallelujah, your personal time with God. I'm talking about just you and God right now. Let me tell you something. When you really get deep in prayer, you forget what time it is. You forget what day it is. I advise you to turn your cell phone off. I advise you, amen, glory be to God. You forget. Why? You want to know why you forget? Because when you really, really press into the inner courts, you leave the earthly experience. You're caught up in the spirit somewhere. The angels have come and pulled you up in the spirit somewhere. You really done forgot. And you don't even know what's going on around you, and you don't even care. Because you're talking to God right now. You'll deal with that when you come down. And let me tell you something. You won't even want to come down. And the more you do it, the more you're going to want to do it. But you got to press in. Because when you start praying, the devil going to make this. Now you're thinking about what you're going to have for dinner, what you're going to have for breakfast, thinking about the bills that got to be paid today. Okay, thinking about, amen, your cousin in the hospital. Amen. Thinking about, amen, you didn't meet your quota this week. Amen. See, all these thoughts are bombarding you. You know, when's the last time you went out on a date? Okay, and you need to do laundry. All these thoughts bombarding you and your time of prayer. You got to press beyond all that. You got to press on. And what I do, beloved, I ask God, amen, hallelujah, to take me into the spiritual realm. I ask God, amen, hallelujah, to help, amen, fortify me against all these thoughts. Amen. I ask God to take me out of, amen, the natural and bring me into the spiritual realm so I can have a conversation with him. That's all you got to do, saints. All you got to ask God to fortify your mind. Say, parked right there. Don't even worry about what you're going to say. Amen. You run out of words. Amen. Good. Because the Holy Spirit is going to take over. and then stay there. Endeavor to live your life like that every day, personal time with Jesus. And I when you come out of that prayer, you're not even gonna worry about what decision you need to make. Amen. People are going to be amazed at your wisdom. Amen. You're going to know what to do, when not to do. How can you be in that personal time and circle with God and come out unaware and unwise? It just don't happen. I come to tell you the hell can't stop you, beloved. Stop blaming it on the devil. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. But you got to want it. You got to want it. My grandmother used to sing this song, amen. Don't stop praying. Ah, my God, Jesus. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, God hears your cry. For the Lord has promised and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church. God is going to answer you. Let's sing it one more time. Don't stop praying, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. God is going to hear your cry, for the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church, whatever you do, don't stop praying, church, hallelujah. Look, sometimes you got to pray while you're crying, pray while you're in pain, pray while you're hurting, pray when you don't understand, pray when you don't feel like praying, pray when it look like your prayer not being answered, amen, hallelujah, just don't stop praying, don't stop praying, when the devil want to pile up against you, you pile up against him, the devil want to come at you, you know how you get the devil back when the devil come after you? Say a prayer. I'll say, okay, devil, I'm going to fix you. Instead of praying two times a day, I'm going to pray three. Oh, that's how you get the devil back. Well, don't stop praying. Hallelujah. And God will answer you. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for this man named Elijah. The exemplary prayer life relationship he has with you because of an extraordinary prayer life that was just established in sincerity and truth. It was nothing special about his prayer life other than it was real and it was constant. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. That's it for today. That's it. Okay. Today. What's today? Okay. Altar prayer today, 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name. Meet us there. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. And one thing for sure, two for certain. I may be there. I may not. You may be there. You may not. But I'm going to tell you who's going to be there. Jesus going to be there in Jesus' name. Okay, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the Holy Spirit leads me to take Bible study to Facebook, to social media. Amen. He switches up sometime. Amen. Glory be to God. We just flow with the Holy Ghost. Last Wednesday, amen, I taught a whole Bible lesson and the phone was muted. I just laughed. It's funny because God knew it was going to be muted before it was muted. Amen. So Wednesday night Bible study will be on social media this week, Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, tomorrow we're going to see how the Lord is going to take our services. We're not quite sure when Wednesdays come. We're not sure from day to day, actually. Amen, hallelujah. But whatever he wants to do is going to be okay. We do want to spend at least one more day on Elijah. Amen, if the Lord be willing. If the Lord be willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. There's so much we can say about this man. We could really stay parked here for a few weeks. Amen. And learn about him. Amen. And all the prophets of old and of renown. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. My pleasure. Amen. To serve you today. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, your first prayer right now. Now, I went somewhere once. And the lady was preaching. She got finished preaching. The people in the audience was talking about this lady so bad. And the timing wasn't right. I really wanted to say something. But they said that the lady didn't know what she was talking about. And this is why, in my benediction, this is what, let me see. Wait a minute. I want to find the scripture. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. This is what the lady said. And they said the lady didn't know what she was talking about. I think they said that because the lady was young, but the lady did know what she was talking about. All right, so let me pull the scripture up for you so you can know that I know what I'm talking about. Okay, wait a minute. Now let me pull up the scripture. All right, you can find it in, let me see, is this the one I want? 11:30. Wait a minute, hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. I need to pull up the right scripture. Okay, let me find it. All right. Is this here? Is this 2 Peter? I'm going to show you this prayer. I want to show it to you. Wait a minute. Okay, here's it's several of them, but just for the sake of time this morning, John, St. John, amen, the 9th chapter, okay, and verse number 31, okay. All right, this is what it says. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. Just stop right there. And the lady stood up and said that God does not hear a sinner's prayer, and they started bashing the lady and the preacher and said the lady didn't know what she was talking about, but the lady was coming from the book. God does not hear a sinner's prayer unless they're praying the prayer of repentance. Matter of fact, the Bible is not even written to sinners. The natural man cannot conceive the things of the spirit. The natural man can read this Bible and it won't mean a thing to them because, amen, they're dead. They must have that born-again experience. God does not hear a sinner's prayer. Now, we could talk about that a little bit more, but the scripture, I'm not going to try to change the scripture. Matter of fact, it's in more than one place in the Bible. It's about 3 times in the Bible you can find it in the Old Testament and the New Testament that God does not hear the prayers of the sinners. Well, they had to, maybe no, that was a coincidence right there. That wasn't God. Or maybe that was your God, the God with the small G, but that wasn't the God with the big G. But let me tell you something. You want God to hear your prayers. So let's begin today, amen, by praying the prayer of repentance. Now, God hears that. You best believe he hears that. Amen. And if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. So ask God to save you. Father, I'm a sinner. I come to you in faith, and I ask that you save my soul. I receive Jesus Christ in my heart as Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now help me to follow you and live for you the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. There we go. Oh, that's the first prayer. That's the first prayer. Later for the other prayers. Let's get the first prayer first. Huh? Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. Amen and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day, a fantastic day, a glorious day. Amen. And Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on social media. Amen. Starting our day at the morning altar. Amen. The altar of truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Amen. And then back here at our 6 a.m. service. Amen. In Jesus' name. And then back 12 o'clock altar prayer. And then Lord's willing, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Bible study on social media. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We thank you that the word will never return to you void We might not receive the word. We might not believe the word, but that don't have nothing to do with the word, because the word will not return unaccomplished. So we say thank you for it, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we ask that you would, amen, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, home invasions, Father God, gas explosions, Father God, even mechanical malfunctions, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Thank you, God. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father God, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Father God, anoint them and with an unction of the Holy Ghost and keep them safe from any spirit of retaliation. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. Apostle. Amen. Alfreda signing out. Everybody. Amen. Have a beautiful, glorious, fantastic day. And don't stop praying. Don't stop praying, saint. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. 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 Pray on your way to the store. Amen. Pray in the bathroom, in the shower. You ain't doing nothing else but sitting there getting wet. Amen. Pray while you're cooking. Amen. Just pray. 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 Amen, Holly, pray and keep on praying. Amen. Bless you. Thank you.
wind.